This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Is it possible to learn a good lesson from a bad example? It sure is. Is it possible to gain something positive from a negative example? It sure is. Can you learn some lessons even about honesty from a dishonest person? And the answer to all those questions is yes. How do I know that? Because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, held up as a parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, a lesson for people based on a dishonest person. I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but when I preached through the book of Luke in Columbus, Ohio, years ago, I skipped the passage we're going to study today because when I look back, this was arrogant of me to think this. I thought, well, people won't understand it. They won't understand Jesus using a dishonest man as a role model, an example. And then I thought, well, who are you to say that? The Lord spoke these words. It's in His Word. Let Him determine how it goes with people. So after being convicted about that ever since then, I go to Luke 16 and say, we'll talk about a good lesson from a bad example. I want you to follow along. The words will come up on the screen as we continue exactly where I left off 2 weeks ago. Jesus told His disciples there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So He called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer." In other words, you're fired. The manager said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses." So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" 800 gallons of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. In other words, deduct 50%. Then he asked the second, "How much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat," he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800, drop it 20%. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. "For the people of this world are more shrewd or wise in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings." Now listen to verse 10, one of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible, in my opinion. "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You're the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your heart. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." What I want to do is give you the synopsis of the story and then do some verse by verse with you as I share some thoughts.
Well, this is a story in the Gospels that a lot of people are not familiar with, from Luke 16, where Jesus compliments a man because of his shrewdness. Not because of his honesty, not because he was such a good manager, but because he was shrewd with worldly wealth or with money. We continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.